兄姐们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴到弟兄姐妹当中来分享神的话。
I'm very glad to be among brothers and sisters to share God's word.
因为我们神的话实在是甘甜。
Because God's word is truly sweet.
刚才弟兄让我做一点自我的介绍。
Just before, our brother asked me to introduce myself.
我实在是没有这个准备。
I didn't prepare ahead of time.
不过既然如此，我还是简单讲两句。
But since this is the case, I'll say a few words.
我的名字叫简志敏。
My name is Jacob Jan.
Yeah, James Jan.
James Jan.
Yeah. 我是1998年在加州蒙恩。1998年。
Okay, in 1998, I became a Christian.
信主以后不久，我就心里面很有感动，要来服侍神。
After I became a Christian not long, I had a burden in my heart to serve the Lord.
但是神那个时候没有允许。
But the Lord didn't allow that at that time.
后来因为工作的缘故，神把我差遣到中国去，又工作了10年。
And then because of work, I moved to China and worked there for 10 years.
在这段时间里面，神也预备我，也预备我的家。
At that time, the Lord was preparing me and my family.
2014年，神又把我们带回来。
And then the Lord brought me back in 2004.
当我想到前面要来全时间服侍神的时候。
When I thought about this idea of serving the Lord full time.
我心里面实在是深感不配。
I truly felt I was unworthy in the Lord's sight.
但是弟兄们一直为我们祷告。
But brothers and sisters often prayed for me.
后来我们就带着一个愿意的心进入全时间的服事。
And then later we entered full-time ministry with a willing heart.
所以现在是在Wyckoff教会基督徒真主教会做全职的传道人。
So right now I am a full-time minister at the church in Wyckoff.
好，我就简单介绍到这里。
So that's just my brief introduction.
我们一起来读一点神的话。
Let's read some of God's holy scriptures.
请大家把圣经打开在雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
好，雅各书第二章第一节到第十三节。
James chapter 2 verses 1 to 13.
好，我们一起来念，或者英文或者中文都行。
Let's read it together, both in English and Chinese.
一起来，我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人，说，请坐在这好位上。又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或坐在我脚凳下边，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，人是成了犯律法的。你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，审判原是向审怜悯原是向审判夸胜。我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你差遣圣灵。
Please send your Holy Spirit.
把这话解开。
To open up this word.
让我们讲的和听的一同在你面前得造就。
so that those of us who are speaking and listening may together be edified.
主求你亲自的教导我们。
Lord, please teach us.
保守我们的心。
Protect our hearts.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 雅各书是一本不太容易读的书。
The book of James is difficult to understand.
雅各书不好读，从一个方面来说，是因为雅各书的行文似乎是很没有逻辑。
Sometimes James is difficult to read because it seems illogical.
从另外一个方面来说，似乎是里面充满了道德的教训。
On the one hand, it seems full of moral truths.
我们的神是一个有逻辑的神。
We remember that our Lord is a God of logic.
我们的神的话也绝对不是给我们一些道德的教训。
And the Lord's word is not just something giving us moral teaching.
我们今天一起来读的雅各书第二章的这点的经文。
Today as we read James chapter 2.
但愿神的灵帮助我们。
May the Lord's Spirit help us.
让我们可以摸着一点神话的逻辑。
So that we can understand the logic behind God's teaching.
也可以摸着一点神心里想要说的那个话。
So that we can understand a little bit of what God wants to teach us from His heart.
读圣经有属灵的前辈告诉我们呢。
Earlier church fathers tell us regarding the Bible.
我们如果不懂希腊文的话，那没有什么关系。
If we don't understand Greek, it's okay.
如果我们不懂希伯来文，那也没有什么关系。
It's also all right if we don't understand Hebrew.
但是如果我们不懂上下文，那就有关系了。
But if we don't understand the context of the scriptures, then this is a problem.
所以我们在读这点经文的时候，我们回头再来看一点第一章的经文。
So, as we are looking at this passage, let's go back and look at chapter 1.
在上一章的结尾，雅各说什么呢？
What did James say in, at the end of chapter 1?
一章二十七节，我们一起来念一下。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 27.
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾惹世俗。雅各这里是说到，我们这样的一个人活在天父的面前。
James is saying here, us living before the Lord.
从三个角度看，我们应该是一个什么样的人？
From three different perspectives, we should be a certain kind of person.
第一个是清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
First, we need a religion that is unpolluted.
这是说到我们里面的心思。
This is talking about our inner heart, our thoughts.
我们的里面的心思是一个敬拜的心思。
Our heart inside needs to be one of worship and pure.
这个虔诚原来就是敬拜的意思。
Religion refers to worship.
第二个是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
The second, aspect we need to have is to look after orphans and widows.
这是说到我们在外面的见证。
And this is talking about our testimony outward.
外面的生活。
Our life in, on the outside.
第三个方面。
And then the third aspect.
是保守自己不沾惹世俗。
Is to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
这里是说到我们不管是里面还是外面，我们要从这个世界上面分别出来。
And this is saying, no matter whether it's inside or outside, we need to be separate from this world.
我们在这个世界上面生活。
We are living in the world.
但是我们不属这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
我们在这个世界上生活，要活出一个分别的见证。
So when we live in this world, we need to live a testimony that is separate from the world.
雅各最后说到，我们不要沾惹世俗。
At the end, James tells us we should not be polluted by the world.
什么叫做沾惹世俗呢？
What does it mean to be polluted?
就是我们这个人，我们的价值观被世界影响到了。
We should not have our values tainted or influenced by the world.
我们被世界污染了。
We shouldn't be polluted.
我们跟世界上的人是怀有同样的眼光来看待我们周围的人和事。
To be polluted means we look at things from the same kind of perspective or values as the world.
接着在第二章这一段经文当中。
And then in chapter 2, in this passage.
雅各就说了一个实际的例子。
James gives us a specific concrete example
来说明什么叫做沾染世俗,
to tell us what it means to be polluted by the world. To tell us how we should separate ourselves from the world.
从而显出一个真正跟随主的人，信奉主的人。
So that we can show the life of a true believer.
这段的经文,
this passage,
我们可以分成三段来读,
we can look at it in three different sections.
第一节到第七节,
verse 1 to 7.
雅各是告诉我们, 生命不凭眼见,
James is telling us life is not based on appearances.
第八节到第十一节,
from verse 8 to 11.
雅各就是告诉我们，生命不凭律法。
James is telling us life does not depend on the law.
第十二节到第十三节。
And then 12 and 13.
雅各是告诉我们，生命凭着我们里面的基督。
James is telling us that our life depends on the life of Christ in us.
好，我们先看来看第一段。
So let's look at section 1.
第一节到第七节, 生命不凭眼见。
Verse 1 to 7, life does not depend on appearances.
第一节这里说, 我的弟兄们,你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督, 便不可按着外貌待人。
The first verse tells us, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism.
我们读这些经文的时候, 我们心里就疑惑了。
When we read this, we may be perplexed.
我们的中国俗语也讲啊, 人不可貌相。
Even in Chinese idioms or proverbs, we know that we should not judge people by their appearances.
我们疑惑的是, 神为什么把这样一个好像是道德教训的话写在圣经里面呢?
We are perplexed here because why does God take something that just seems like basic moral teaching and put it here in His Word?
我们相信一定是有原因的。
We believe there is a reason.
我们中国人教导人说人不可貌相。
So even in Chinese teachings, ethical teachings, it says that we should not judge by appearances.
那人家要问你说,为什么不可貌相,你怎么回答呢?
So how would you answer if someone asks you, why shouldn't you judge by appearances?
你一定就会说,
then you might say,
以貌取人啊,那是看不准的。
It's not accurate if you judge people by appearances.
你会犯错误的。
You might make a mistake.
所以说人不可貌相呢, 这实际上是一个生活的经验。
So to not judge by appearances, this is just based on life experience.
那个出发点呢, 还是我们自己。
So the origin of this kind of moral is still ourselves.
意思就是说, 为了你自己避免犯错误, 你不可以以貌取人。
In other words, the logic is, you should not judge people by appearance so that you might not make any mistakes.
雅各在这里也教导我们说, 不可按照外貌待人。
James also teaches us here to not show favoritism based on appearance.
在这里他还描写了一个很具体的场景。
And he also described a very concrete illustration.
这是第二节和第三节。
That's in verse 2 and 3.
有一个妇人,
there's a rich man.
到会堂里面去。
He comes into the gathering.
同时有一个穿着肮脏衣服的穷乏人也到会堂里面去。
There's also a poor guy dressed in ragged clothes who comes in.
结果受到不同的待遇。
And they receive different, different reception.
穿华美衣服的人呢, 就请他坐在好位上。
So the one who's wearing rich, fine clothes, the people in the meeting give him a good seat.
对那个穷人说呢, 你站在那里。
And then they say to the poor man, stand there.
或者坐在我的脚凳下面。
Or sit close to my feet.
在这个场景里面, 你们呢? 其实就是我们。
In this scenario, when it says you, it's really talking about us.
凭着人的外貌, 给人不一样的尊敬。
When we behave to different people based on their appearance,
给人不一样的招待。
We give them different kinds of respect or reception.
这里的描写实在是很生动的。
This is very real and concrete.
对那个穷人呢, 不但不让他去坐那个好位上面,
not only do we not allow the poor man to sit on a good seat,
自己的位置也不给他坐,
we don't give the poor man our own seat either.
叫他要么站在那里,
We only give him a choice of either standing there,
要么呢, 就坐在我的脚凳下面,
or sitting below my footstool.
什么叫做坐在脚凳下面?
What does it mean to sit on the floor by my feet?
就是不但没有位置坐, 连脚凳也不让坐, 只能坐在地上。
So they don't have a seat, they don't have a footstool even to sit on. They can only sit on the floor.
这样对同时弟兄的肢体不一样的招待，很显然是这样不一样的招待，很显然是不合宜的。
This different kind of reception, even to brothers who are of one body, members, equal members of one body, this is very inappropriate behavior.
可是对于我们来说，为什么我们不应该这样做呢？
But to us, why shouldn't we act in this way?
世人说人不可貌相的出发点是自己。
Is this kind of not judging by appearance coming out of the self?
那我们的理由是什么呢?
What is our reason? What is our excuse here?
雅各在这里提出两个理由。
James here tells us two reasons for why we shouldn't behave like this.
第一个，他说,
First, he says,
我的弟兄们,
My dear brothers,
雅各在这里首先是表明他下面的话是跟谁说的。
Here, James is telling us to whom these words are addressed.
他是跟主里的弟兄们说的。
He's telling these words to brothers in the Lord.
所以雅各下面所说的话,
So all the things that James continues to say,
是一个主里的弟兄之间的伦理。
This is a logic for those of us who are brothers in the Lord.
我的弟兄们,
My dear brothers.
首先，雅各是表明他说话的对象。
First, James here lets us know his audience.
但在这里更重要的是强调我们的身份。
But this more importantly tells us, reminds us of our status.
我们的身份是什么呢?
What is our status?
是弟兄。
We are brothers.
是在主里面的弟兄。
We are brothers in the Lord.
那我们是主里的弟兄，我们为什么就不能够以貌取人呢？
If we are brothers in the Lord, how come we can't judge based on appearance?
这涉及了两个问题。
There are two things to consider here.
第一个,
First,
我们今天在主里面,
today, in the Lord,
我们弟兄之间的关系是一个什么样的关系?
What is the relationship we should have among each other in the Lord as brothers?
第二个, 我们在一起，我们互相看什么?
The second question we should ask ourselves is, when we're among each other, what are we looking for?
我们今天弟兄关系是一个什么样的关系呢?
What kind of relationship do we have as brothers?
我们的弟兄之间的关系是一个灵里面的关系。
The relationship between brothers is a one of the spirit.
既然是一个灵里面的关系,
it's a spiritual relationship.
那我们是凭着眼见呢? 还是凭着那不见的呢?
If it is a spiritual relationship, do we judge based on what we can see or what we cannot see?
我们当然是要凭着那不能见的。
Of course, we are judging based on what we cannot see.
既然是一个灵里面的关系,
since it is a relationship based on the spirit,
就与我们是否贫穷、是否富贵, 与我们在社会上的地位, 这些世上一切可见的事物就没有关系了。
Then, if this relationship is spiritual, then this relationship has nothing to do with whether we are poor or rich or our social status in the world that we can see.
另外一个就是我们在一起的时候, 我们互相看, 我们看什么呢?
And then the other question we should ask ourselves is, when we're among each other, what are we looking for?
我们是看个人身上的基督。
What are we seeing? We should be seeing the individual Christ that is in each of us.
我们今天在一起，我们不是看对方有没有钱。
When we are among each other, we are not looking at whether the other person has money.
我们也不是看是否对方可以帮助我。
We're not trying to see if the other person can help me.
好使我们可以得着一点世上的好处。
So that we can get something good in this world.
而是看对方身上的基督。 看看我们有什么可以学习的。
But instead, we should be looking at the Christ in each of us, whether we can learn something from that Christ.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们为什么这样子愿意聚集在一起呢？
Brothers and sisters, why are we so willing to gather together?
就是因为我们个人都接受了基督。
It's because each of us has received the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们的身上或多或少都有一点基督。
So that in each of us, more or less, we have some of Christ.
因为这个原因，我们在一起就很喜乐了。
That's why when we gather together, we are so joyful.
不是我们身上的人的东西，那些可见的东西吸引我们在一起。
It's not some some things in each of us that are that can be seen that draws us to each other.
而是我们个人身上的基督
But the Christ in each individual, that's what's drawing us together.
既然是这样的话,
Since this is the case,
那我们还能够凭着外貌, 凭着眼见来待人吗?
Then can we still judge based on appearances?
当然不可以,
of course we cannot.
不但不可以,
not only can we not do this,
我们也应该是不愿意了。
We should be unwilling to do this.
为什么不愿意呢?
Why unwilling?
因为我们里面的新生命,
Because the new life in us, the new life in us no longer admires what can be seen. We admire instead what cannot be seen, which is the life in the Lord. We are brothers in the Lord.
这是我们不凭着眼见，不凭着外貌待人的第一个原因。
This is, we are brothers in the Lord. This is the first reason why we do not judge on appearances or the outside.
第二个原因,
the second reason,
雅各在这里说,
James tells us,
你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督,
You believe in the name of our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
你们信奉,
You believe.
信奉就是坚信,
To believe means to hold steadfastly to.
就是忠贞的、忠实的相信。
Loyal, steadfast belief.
又相信又敬奉。
You believe and you trust fully.
这是说到我们和这个信奉的对象的一个关系。
This is telling of our relationship with the Lord.
我们是跟从他的人。
He is Lord and we are those who follow him.
是这样的一个关系。
This is our relationship.
那什么叫做又相信又敬奉呢?
What does it mean to both believe and to hold steadfastly to?
就是凡事讨他的喜悦。
It means in all things we want to please him.
凡事让他的心意得满足。
In all things we want to fulfill his will.
那我们讨谁的喜悦?
Who are we pleasing?
主耶稣基督。
We should be pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就是要讨他的喜悦。
We want to please him only.
雅各在讲到主耶稣基督的时候，前面加了两个定语。
When James talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, he adds some modifiers before it.
第一个他说，我们。First
is our.
不是别人的。
This Lord belongs to no one else.
是我们的。
It's ours.
我们不是信奉别人的神。
We are not believing in someone else's God.
我们是信奉我们自己的神。
We are believing in our Lord.
是我们自己要讨我们自己的神的喜悦。
We are pleasing our Lord.
第二个, 雅各说道,
Secondly, James tells us.
荣耀的,
glorious.
有荣光的,
full of glory.
有尊荣的,
full of glory and dignity.
至高至尊的,
the highest.
雅各这里特别讲到我们的主是荣耀的主。
James tells us here that our Lord is a glorious Lord.
这让人不由得想到我们的主耶稣身上那个荣耀的品格。
So this obviously lets us think about Jesus' glorious character.
弟兄姐妹们,我们今天说我们爱主,我们追求主。
If brothers and sisters today, we say we love the Lord, we are pursuing after the Lord.
那我们到底爱他什么呢?
Then what do we love about him?
我们爱他不能只是一种情感上的满足啊。
This kind of love cannot only be a feeling of satisfaction.
我们爱他岂不是爱他那个荣耀的品格吗?
When we love him, don't we truly love his wonderful character?
我们追求主岂不是要追求得着他的生命,追求那属天的荣耀的品格吗?
When we are following after the Lord, are we not following after his life and that glorious character he has?
弟兄姐妹们,我们的主的品格是荣耀的。
Our Lord's character is indeed glorious, brothers and sisters.
那我们的呢?
What about our character?
我们今天如果还是按照外貌待人的话, 那有什么荣耀呢?
If we are still judging people based on appearance, then what is glorious about that?
没有了。
There is none.
当我们读到第二节和第三节这段经文的时候,
When we read verses 2 and 3,
看到那个穷人,
Look at the poor man.
穿着肮脏的衣服来到会堂。
The poor man is in shabby, dirty clothes.
其实我们很容易想到我们的主啊。
We can easily remember our Lord at this moment.
我们的主他来到世上的时候,
when our Lord came to this earth,
他出生在一个贫寒的木匠之家,
he was born into an ordinary carpenter's home.
用我们今天的话讲,
in today's words,
就是蓝领啊,
blue collar.
我们都自称是白领嘛,
we think we are white collar, or we call ourselves white collar, but our Lord is blue collar. He had no wealth.
他没有社会地位,
he had no social status.
他也没有家型美容,
he didn't have a fine appearance.
我们的主如果今天来到我们的当中,
if our Lord today came in here,
如果我们是按外貌待人的话,
if we judge people based on appearances,
我们可能就会让他坐在我们的脚凳下面了,
maybe we too will ask him to sit on the floor next to us.
第四节,
verse 4,
这里说, 这岂不是你们偏心待人用恶意断定人吗?
Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这节经文, 雅各清楚地指出一个事情,
here in this verse, James very clearly points out something.
就是指出我们为什么会按照外貌待人那个里面的实情。
So, James points out the inner reality that we have when we judge people based on appearance.
这个实情是什么呢?
What is this reality?
就是偏心待人,用恶意断定人。
It is discrimination, and it is judging people with evil thoughts.
对教会中的弟兄进行分门别类,不同的弟兄不同的对待, 这就是偏颇。
When we discriminate in the church, when we judge people or treat people differently based on what we think of them,
就是不正直,
this is not right.
就是偏心待人,
this is discrimination.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们刚才说过,
brothers and sisters, we've already said,
我们来教会是来遇见基督的,
when we come to church, we are looking for Christ.
我们来看弟兄, 我们是看他里面的基督的,
when we look at a brother or sister, we are looking at the Christ inside them.
然后我们对不同的弟兄都不同的待遇。
But still, we treat brothers and sisters differently.
同一个基督, 我们却不同对待。
It's the same Christ, but we treat them differently.
这很显然不合理。
This is indeed inappropriate.
也不正直。
This is not correct.
这是表明我们的眼光是错的。
It means we are not having the right perspective.
我们不是用属灵的眼光,
we are not having the spiritual perspective.
我们是用属世的眼光,
we are using a worldly view.
雅各这里说, 用恶意断定人,
here James tells us, becoming judges with evil thoughts.
按外貌待人就显出我们里面的恶意。
To discriminate based on appearance, it shows the evil inside of us.
恶意是从哪里来的呢?
Where do these evil thoughts come from?
从仇敌撒旦来的。
This comes from our enemy Satan.
所以我们按照外貌待人呢, 就是落在撒旦的权下。
When we discriminate based on appearance, then we fall under the snare of the devil.
这样我们身上所彰显的就不是基督了, 反而是撒旦了。
What we reflect then is no longer Christ, but Satan in Satan's power.
这就是按照外貌待人的实情。
Brothers and sisters, this is what happens when we judge based on appearance.
我们当然不能要。
We cannot want this.
弟兄姐妹, 我们里面还是存着世界的眼光。
Brothers and sisters, do we have this worldly perspective inside of us?
我们里面还是存着恶意。
Do we still have this evil thought inside of us?
可是神怎么待人呢?
But how does the Lord treat people?
在第五节和第七节,
in verse 5 and 7,
这是雅各告诉我们神的待贫穷人之道。
This tells us how God treats the poor.
我们看看他怎么待贫穷人。
Let's look at how the Lord treats people.
他怎么待贫穷人呢?
How does he treat poor people?
第一个,
first,
他拣选。
First, he chooses.
神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人吗?
Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world?
这里并不是说世上所有的贫穷人都自动蒙拣选。
This doesn't mean that all poor people in the world are chosen.
这里乃是说相比之下神特别厚待贫穷人。
It just means, by comparison, God is especially merciful to the poor.
使他们比富足人更容易相信神。
To allow them to believe even more easily than the rich.
为什么呢？因为贫穷人他们知道自己的贫穷。
Because poor people often have realized their poor condition.
所以更愿意被拣选。
And are more willing to be chosen.
这实在是个很实在的情景。
This is a true reality.
我们大家都有体会。
We probably have experiences.
我们出去传福音的时候，跟富足人传福音，那真是难上加难。
We maybe have experienced this when we go out with the gospel and we're doing evangelism. And if we preach to rich people, perhaps it is very difficult.
相比之下，有许多难处的人就很容易接受福音。
But in comparison, those who are in difficult circumstances, they accept the gospel more readily.
但是神待他们是拣选他们。
But God is truly choosing them.
不但拣选他们。
Not only does God choose them.
第二个，神怎么待他呢？
Second, how does God treat them?
叫他们在信上富足。
To have them rich in faith.
他不但拣选贫穷人，而且叫他们富足。
Not only does God choose the poor, but He allows them to be rich in faith.
神怎么叫贫穷人富足的呢？
How does God allow the poor to make the poor become rich?
他把自己的儿子给了他们。
He gave them his own son.
他的儿子是谁？
Who is his son?
他的儿子是万主之主。
His son is the Lord of Lords.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
神喜悦叫他本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里面。
God allows his abundant riches to dwell in his own son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们得到了他的儿子。
So when we have the son,
我们不但是富足了。
We are not only rich,
我们是极其富足。
We are abundantly rich.
无人可比。
No one can compare with us.
所以你看弟兄姐妹们，你看弟兄姐妹你们看，神是这样的待贫穷人的。
So brothers and sisters, look at how God treats the poor here.
是这样的厚待贫穷人。
He abundantly treats them.
还不仅如此。
And not only so.
第三个方面他说什么呢？
In the third aspect.
他说承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国。
It says the poor will inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him.
承受应许之国。
To inherit the kingdom.
弟兄姐妹们，这个可宝贵了。
This is very precious, brothers and sisters.
我们记得主耶稣也曾经说过。
We remember that Jesus once told us.
你们贫穷人有福了。
Blessed are the poor.
因为神的国是你们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，什么叫做承受应许之国？
What does it mean to receive the kingdom of promise?
什么叫做神的国是你们的呢？
What does it mean that the kingdom of promise belongs to you?
你们有福了，怎么个有福法呢？
How are you blessed?
哦，这个福气太大。
This blessing is truly great.
那今天不能详细的讲。
We cannot talk about it in all its depth.
但是我们要提说一点。
But let's pay attention to one point.
在神的国里面，我们完全脱离了物质的捆绑。
In the kingdom of heaven, we are truly free from all limitations of the world.
我们自由了。
We are free.
地上的财富对于我们来说一点都不重要。
The world's riches are no longer important to us.
地上的缺乏完全不能够叫我们羞愧。
The material limitations or needs of the world no longer allow us to become ashamed.
因为我们得到了上好的。
Because we have received the best of the best.
就是神国里面的丰富。
Which is the abundance, the riches of the Lord's kingdom.
一个贫穷人。
A poor person,
尽管没有地上的富足,
even if they don't receive the riches of the world,
可是他却得到了天上的富足,
if he or she receives the riches of our Heavenly Father,
而天上的富足,
these heavenly riches,
神国里富足,
the heavenly riches of the kingdom,
那才是真正的富足,
this is truly what it means to be rich,
是可以存到永远的富足,
these riches are what last for an eternity,
神是这样的恩待贫穷人。
The Lord treats the poor in this kind of way.
可是我们呢?
But what about us?
第六节说,
in verse 6,
你们反倒羞辱贫穷人。
But you have insulted the poor.
我们对富足人那么客气。
We are so, so polite, so kind to the rich.
可是富足人常常怎么待我们呢?
But how do the rich treat us?
第六节这边说,
In verse 6 it says,
那富足人岂不是欺压你们拉你们到公堂去吗?
Is it not the rich who are exploiting you?
他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗?
Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court and slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong?
富足人为什么欺压我们，拉我们去公堂呢？
Why would the rich exploit us and drag us to court?
因为他们看重钱财。
Because they truly value wealth.
过于看重弟兄这个宝贵的关系。
They value wealth more than the blessed relationship of brothers.
许多解经家认为六节和七节的富足人呢，是指的假弟兄。
Many Bible commentators think the rich referred to in verses 6 and 7 are false brothers.
真正的弟兄是不应该这样做的。
Real brothers will not treat brothers like this.
我也基本同意这样的看法。
I basically agree with this stance.
当然弟兄姐妹们，我们读这段经文的时候，我们不能从一个极端的方向去领受。
Of course, when we read this scripture, we cannot understand it from an extreme point of view.
请问我们当中有没有穷凶极恶的人呢？
Among us, are there poor and rich?
有没有？
Are there?
也是会有的。
Yes, there are.
那有没有富足人却是好弟兄呢？
Are there rich people who are also good brothers?
也有很多的。
Yes, there are many.
第一节到第七节，雅各向我们说明了我们在主里面。
Verse 1 to 7, James is telling us.
我们得着了基督的新生命。
We receive God's life.
我们就不能够按照外貌待人。
With this new life, we cannot judge people based on appearance.
凭着我们的眼见去待人。
We cannot judge based on what we can see.
因为神恩待贫穷人。
Because the Lord blesses the poor.
第二段第八节到第十一节。
Verses 8 to 11.
这一段经文呢，雅各还是。 按照外貌待人，就按照外貌待人这件事情来说话。
James is still talking about not judging people based on appearances.
但这里呢，他把我们带进另外一个层面。But
now James is bringing us into a new direction, a new aspect.
就是律法的层面。
The aspect of the law.
第八节这里说，经上记着说要爱人如己。In
verse 8 it says. The scripture tells us, love your neighbor as yourself.
这个话是引自利未记。
This comes from the book of Leviticus.
利未记是摩西的律法书。
Leviticus is one of Moses' books of the law.
摩西交代下来。
Moses passed on the law.
盼望神的子民谨守遵行。
Hoping that the people of Israel would follow after the law.
雅各为什么忽然想到这条律法?
Why did James suddenly think of this law?
因为按照外貌待人这件事情跟这条律法是严重的违背。
Because to judge someone based on appearance is opposing the law here.
什么叫做爱人如己?
What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself?
爱人如己，那个重点是爱人。
The point, the emphasis of love your neighbor as yourself is to love your neighbor.
如果我们按照外貌待人的话,
If we judge based on appearance,
那我们爱的是这个人呢，还是他的钱财和他的社会地位呢？
Then are we truly loving the person or just loving the riches they have?
显然按照外貌待人偏离了爱人的这个根本。
So to show favoritism truly strays away from love your neighbor as yourself.
雅各接着说呀,
James continues,
你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
Whoever keeps the whole law is good.
这至尊的律法,
law.
雅各当然是指着爱人如己这条诫命。
The royal law found in scripture. And James here is referring to love your neighbor as yourself.
至尊的律法,
royal law.
最高的律法,
the highest law.
主也曾经说过,
the Lord also told us.
爱人、爱神和爱人的诫命是一切律法和先知的道理的总纲。
To love the Lord and to love our neighbor as ourselves, this is the sum of all God's commandments.
由此可见，爱人如己这条诫命在整个神的律法中的地位。
So we can see that love your neighbor as yourself has a very high status among God's commands.
爱人如己这条至尊的律法，雅各说，你们全守才是好的。
James tells us, if you really keep the royal law, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right.
雅各在这里说出了神的心意。
James here is telling us the will of the Father.
这条诫命如果我们真正的遵守了，确实的遵守了，是好的。
If we can follow this command, truly follow it, then this is good, this is right.
这样神的心意就得了满足了。
then God's heart will be satisfied.
那么弟兄姐妹们，神是一个什么样的心意呢？
Then what is God's will? What is His heart?
雅各这里说，这个律法是至尊的。
James tells us that this law is royal.
这个至尊的这个字里面呢，含着这个君王的意思。
This royal word is referring to a king.
换句话说，遵守这律法的人呢，就是君王，就是有王的品格。
So those who follow this royal law, they are a king, or they have the characteristics of a king.
这就是神的心意。
This is God's will for us.
他要我们有王的品格。
He wants us to have the characteristics, the character of a king.
他就是要预备我们来做王。
He is preparing us to be kings.
将来我们也实实在在是要做王的。
And in the future, we are truly going to reign with him.
雅各在这里说，
James tells us here,
你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
If you really keep the royal law here, that is good.
可是有一件事情不好。
But there is one thing that is not good.
第九节这边说。
In verse 9, it says,
你们若按外貌待人便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
按外貌待人就算不得是全守这至尊的律法。
If you judge based on appearances, then you cannot keep the whole law.
这就是越过了神的话。
This is breaking the law.
因而是有罪的，就是犯法了。
If you stumble at just one point, that's breaking all of it.
不但这个不好，
Not only is this bad,
而且更严重的事情，
Even more seriously.
第十节到十一节这边说，
Verse 10 to 11 it says,
只在一条上跌倒就是犯了重条。
If you just stumble at one point in the law, you're breaking all of it.
当我们一旦说在一条上犯法的时候，
When we are breaking just one point in the law,
那我们就是全然失败。
Then we are a total failure.
完完全全的犯法了。
We have completely broken the law.
犯了重条啊。
Breaking all the laws.
这里是告诉我们说，律法是有一个整体性的。
This tells us that the law is complete. It's a whole.
只要违反了律法的一部分，便是违反了律法的全部。
If you just break one part of this whole, then you are breaking the entire thing.
这有点像什么呢？
What is this like?
这有点像一个身体。
This is like a body.
身体有许多的肢体。
The body has many different members.
当你伤害了一个肢体的时候，
When you are hurting one member of the body,
你整个肢体都，整个身体都就都受伤了。
The whole body feels hurt.
在十一节。
In verse 11,
雅各还具体的举出了一个例子。
James tells us a specific example
来说明这样的一个原则。
To illustrate this principle,
我们不详细讲了。
We're not going to go through it in detail.
雅各在第十节这边说，
In verse 10, James tells us,
凡遵守全律法的，
whoever keeps the whole law,
雅各在这段经文里面，
here in the scripture,
他清楚的说，
James tells us clearly,
一个人如果要靠着律法，
If someone is going to keep the law,
那么他就绝不会成功。
He will always fail.
因为那样的话，他就必须条条都要遵守。
Because then he will have to obey every single one.
一条不能够遵守的，
None of the laws can be broken.
就满盘皆输了。
He has to obey the whole.
可是谁能够把神的全部律法都行出来呢？
But who can keep the entire law of God?
没有人能够。
No one can.
弟兄姐妹，雅各在这里是告诉我们，
Brothers and sisters, James is telling us here,
按照外貌待人是明显违反律法的一个行为。
To judge based on appearance is clearly a violation of the law.
但是要想解决我们里面按外貌待人这样的罪的问题，
But to solve the sin inside of us that causes us to judge based on appearance,
我们不能够靠着行律法。
This problem cannot be solved based on just keeping the law.
我们不能说好，那我从此就不按外貌待人就好了。
We cannot just say to ourselves, okay, from now on, I will not judge people based on appearance.
那不管什么人来到教会，我们都能好好的招待就好了。
As long as there are people coming into the church, different people, we just treat them nicely, and that's it.
我们即使这样做，我们还是不够。
Even if we do this, try to do this, it's not enough.
我们不能够靠着守律法。
Because we cannot keep the law by ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，那怎么办呢？
Then what is to be done, brothers and sisters?
第三段，十二节到第三节。
Verses 12 and 13 tell us.
这里雅各是告诉我们的，生命是凭着里面的基督。
This this section tells us that our life depends on the life of Christ in us.
这两节经文, 雅各告诉我们, 那条路在哪里?
In these two verses, James tells us what is the way that we should follow.
12节,
Verse 12.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判,
Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
就该照着这律法说话行事。
You should speak and act accordingly.
如果我们读英文的话,
If we look at the English,
也许我们可以更明白一点,
perhaps we can understand more clearly.
如果我们按照原意来重新翻译这些经文的话, 应该是这么说的。
If we look at the original and then translate word by word, it's something like this.
他是说, 你们要像那些在自由之律法下受审判的人一样说话行事。
You have to be like those who are judged by the law that gives freedom. You have to speak and act accordingly.
自由的律法, 自由之律法。
What is the law that gives freedom?
自由和律法这两个词放在一起的时候,
If you put the words law and freedom next to each other,
我们心里面实在是有一点震惊的。
You feel kind of shocked here.
有律法怎么可能有自由?
How can you have freedom if you have law?
人要有自由最好是没有律法。
If you want freedom, you better not have laws.
可是雅各在这里宣称律法是使人自由之律法。
But James tells us here that law gives freedom.
这怎么理解呢?
How do we understand this?
在加拉太书三章那边告诉我们,
In Galatians chapter 3,
律法是我们训蒙的师父,
the law is our tutor, it says there.
引我们到基督里,
it guides us into Christ.
使我们因信称义,
it allows us to be saved by faith.
原来神给我们律法,
Originally, the Lord gave us the law.
目的是把我们带到基督里面去,
the purpose of it was to guide us into Christ.
是让我们认识他的儿子耶稣基督的。
So that we can understand His Son Jesus.
当基督来了,
when Christ comes,
我们从此就不再在师父的手下了,
we are no longer under the tutor.
也就是说我们从此就不再依靠遵守律法了,
which is, in other words, we no longer depend, our righteousness does not depend on following the law.
我们因着信,
we come to God through faith.
接受了基督,
Receiving the Lord Jesus
Christ, 基督就成了我们的义,
Christ becomes our righteousness.
我们不再靠着律法称义了,
we no longer are justified by the law.
这个因信得来的义,
this justification by faith
就是我们得以超越律法,
allows us to go beyond the law.
不再受律法的辖制,
we are no longer controlled by the law.
弟兄姐妹, 这是什么?
What is this, brothers and sisters?
这就是自由,
this is freedom.
所以律法果然是我们 是让我们可以得到自由的,
so indeed the law does lead us into freedom.
因为律法让我们认识了基督,
because the law allowed us to understand to know Christ.
而基督把自由赐给我们,
and Christ gave us freedom.
12节, 你们要像那些在自由之律法下受审判的人一样的说话行事。
Verse 12 tells us, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
这个话明显含着一个意思,
so this verse truly has a meaning.
就是律法是好的,
it tells us that the law is good.
因为律法的原意是让我们得自由,
because the law's intent is to bring us.
可是一个人如果活在律法的下面,
but if someone lives under the law,
那他就必定要受律法的审判,
then he will indeed be judged by the law.
而且这个审判之下, 他必定失败,
and he will inevitably fail under that kind of judgment.
那我们这些不在律法之下的人, 要不要受律法的审判呢?
Then what about us who are not under the law?
不用了,
do we receive judgment? No.
主耶稣亲自告诉我们,
Christ tells us,
那听我话又信差我来者的, 就有永生,
he who believes on me and the one who sent me, and the one he sent will receive eternal life.
不至于定罪,
he will not be condemned.
是已经出死入生了,
he has already passed from death to life.
弟兄姐妹, 尽管我们不用在律法下面受审判了,
brothers and sisters, even though we are no longer judged under the law, and we don't receive condemnation in that way.
但是很稀奇啊, 雅各怎么说呢?
But it's interesting that James tells us,
雅各说, 我们要像他们那些人一样的说话行事。
James tells us you should still speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law.
雅各这是说,
James is saying here,
我们这里面的这个人,
the person inside of us.
因着得到了基督的新生命,
because we have received Christ's new life.
我们就可以自自然然地活出律法。
We can naturally now live out the law.
我们说话行事不受律法的辖制。
We are not under the law's constraints.
还是因着基督在我里面的缘故,
but because Christ is in us,
我们就有能力活出那些靠着律法的人一样的样式来。
Then we have the ability to live out a life that is in accordance with the law.
从而使律法得到满足,
so that the law may be fulfilled.
弟兄姐妹, 这一节的经文呢,
this verse, brothers,
我们就明显看到,
we can see clearly.
雅各开始把他里面那个真正的重点开始讲出来了。
James is starting to reveal his main point here.
这个重点是什么呢?
What is his main point?
就是生命在乎的是我们里面的实际。
Life depends on the inner reality in each of us.
生命凭着的是我们里面的基督。
Life depends on the life of Christ in us.
第十三节。
In verse 13,
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
雅各这里讲到怜悯。
Here, James talks about mercy.
我们知道怜悯是指对方不配得的情况底下，我们仍然给他同情，给他体恤。
We know that mercy is given to people who don't deserve it, that under those conditions, we still show pity and mercy to them.
怜悯是一个外面的东西，还是一个里面的东西？
What is mercy, an inner thing or an outward action?
怜悯是一个里面的生命的性情，或者说品格。
Mercy is actually a character from the inside.
怜悯是从哪里来的?
Where does mercy come from?
怜悯是从神来的。
Mercy comes from God.
是神在基督里面赐给我们。
God showed us mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because our God is a God of mercy. Then who are those who do not show mercy? Those are the people who do not have Christ's life in them. Those who are without mercy. James very clearly here is telling us, this is talking about those without mercy. Those are the people who judge based on appearance.
一个贫穷的弟兄来到我们当中，我们不好好的招待他。
When a poor person comes among us and we don't give them a good reception,
这显出我们里面没有爱。
This shows we don't have love inside.
也是没有怜悯。
We don't have mercy inside.
一个没有基督在他里面做他生命的人,
someone who doesn't have the life of Christ in them,
他面临的是什么呢?
What will they face?
他面临的是无怜悯的审判。
They face judgment without mercy.
里面没有基督,
you have no Christ in you.
他就必要落在律法的权下。
Then you must fall under the power of the law.
受审判。
And receive judgment accordingly.
审判的时候就不会再有怜悯了。
During judgment, there will no longer be mercy. Because this is the judgment he deserves.
但是感谢主,
but thank our Lord. We are not under this judgment anymore. Because God has sent his life to us through his Son.
我们领受来的,
what we receive,
在我们里面的生命,
the life inside of us,
是那个有爱有怜悯的生命,
is a life of love and mercy. This is the proof of our victory.
所以雅各就说,
so James tells us,
怜悯原是向审判夸胜,
mercy triumphs over judgment.
怜悯是一个生命的属性,
mercy is a characteristic of life.
而审判是因着律法,
judgment is according to the law.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这是告诉我们生命胜过律法。
Life triumphs over law.
这是告诉我们有了基督的生命，律法就成全了。If
you have the life of Christ, you can fulfill the law.
这是因为这是说的我们里面有了基督，律法就从此不能再给我们定罪。When
we have the life of Christ in us, the law no longer convicts us.
我们是活在生命的里面。We
live in life.
律法带来的审判就跟我们没有关系了。The
judgment that comes by law then no longer has anything to do with us.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
Mercy triumphs over judgment.
这是指着谁呢?
What is this talking about?
这就指着你，也指着我。
This is talking about you and me.
夸胜是谁夸胜呢?
Who is triumphing?
就是我们这些蒙恩的罪人。
We who are saved by grace, sinners saved by grace.
我们不但是可以夸胜。
We can boast, we can triumph.
我们而且还能够夸胜。
And we have the ability to do so.
我们是已经得胜。
We have already won a victory.
我们且是得胜有余了。
And we have won more than victory.
弟兄姐妹们，这一段经文雅各告诉我们什么呢？
What is James telling us, brothers and sisters, in this passage?
从第一节到第十三节。
From verse 1 to 13.
雅各是告诉我们，我们这些弟兄们。
James is telling us, we brothers and sisters.
活在天父的面前。
We are living before the Heavenly Father.
不能够沾惹世俗。
We cannot be polluted by this world.
我们里面是有生命的。
We have life inside of us.
我们这个里面的生命是与世人有分别的。
This life inside of us is separate from the world.
我们不跟他们一样，按照外貌待人。
We should not be like the world in judging based on appearance.
要活出这样的一个生命。
We have to live out the life in us.
我们不是走着凭律法的老路。
We are not living according to laws or deeds.
乃是凭着我们里面的基督。
But according to the life of Christ in us.
这是我们生命的实际。
This is the reality of our life.
好，我们有点祷告。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
荣耀的主，我们感谢你。
Glorious Lord, we thank you.
你在十字架上面流血牺牲。
You died on the cross and gave your body and blood for us.
把那个永远的生命赐给了我们。
To give us eternal life.
使得我们今天不再活在审判的底下。
So that today we no longer live under the condemnation of judgment.
使得我们得着一个新鲜又活泼的生命。
So that we have received a fresh new life from you.
这个新鲜又活泼的生命使得我们可以胜过律法。
This fresh new life allows us to overcome the law.
可以向审判夸胜。
To triumph against judgment.
主，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们有一个不一样的眼光。
To have a different perspective.
让我们脱离世俗的沾染。
Help us escape the pollution of the world.
好，让我们可以活在你的生命的实际的里面。
So that we can live in the reality of your life.
主，求你祝福我们。
Lord, please bless us.
求你祝福你的教会。
We pray that you may bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.